6:04 on this Thursday, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And it was dubbed the series that features ace starting pitching. Well, the Washington Nationals read the memo. The Houston Astros have not. Their aces have gone 13 innings in the first two, but have given up a grand total of 9 runs in those 13 innings. Meanwhile, the Nationals starters, they've only gone 11 innings, but they've given up a grand total of 4 runs in those 11 innings as the Astros fall to the Nationals last night in Houston 12-3. And this series shifts back, or shifts to, I should say, the nation's capital tomorrow night. Just think about this. The Nationals have won 18 of the last 20 games, Gerry Coleman. So all they have to do now is win 2 of the next 3. And they are World Series champions.
Barring
at home, I'm saying.
Barring a miracle, this 115th World Series is over. It is over. When you defeat Cole and Verlander in Houston.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, they are on an incredible run. 18-2, counting the final days of the regular season. 8 straight in the playoffs. What is it, like 6 straight on the road they've won?
Yeah.
Now Houston has to come to D.C. in an 0-2 hole that history shows doesn't favor their hopes of winning another title. Only 11 teams in all of baseball history have fallen behind 0-2 and have gone on to win the Fall Classic.
So. Well, you know what? Their chances were bad because I read a stat on Mid-Atlantic Sports Report yesterday that when the road team wins the first game of a World Series, chances more likely they win. So now that they won the first two, hey, there are 5 games left. You got to win 2. When you won 18 out of 20, it's likely to happen what Gerry Coleman said, and that this is over.
They have to win 2 out of 5. The Astros have to win 4 out of 5. That's totally different. I mean, it's a totally different thing. This is. I agree. I think the series is all but over because, first of all, your two marquee name pitchers have already pitched.
Yeah.
And gotten trounced, actually. So now, you know, what's next? You got, you know, the Nats have proven they can score runs. They got great pitching as well. I think their pitching matches up just as evenly as the Astros. So, and now, you know, they got to play, what, 3 here in D.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3. Gerry, the only thing that may be disappointing, especially for you, we listened to Dave Martinez sound yesterday on Mid-Atlantic Sports Report before the game.
Does he go by Dave or Davey?
Davey. I'm sorry,
that.
Davey Martinez.
Not
is
too
what
many
he goes
grown
by.
Men still go by that name.
He still goes by Davey. There, the way he was talking, there's a chance that Game 4 could be a bullpen game.
Oh man, really?
What if that's the clincher?
If that's a closeout game, no.
Well, you know, I think maybe those chances. God. The percentage of that fell a little bit last night by them not having to use another starter.
What was the panel's reaction when they heard that at the Atlantic Sports Network?
Dave Johnson, come on. Dave Johnson's a throwback starting pitcher.
Yes.
What do you think his response was?
It's absurd. Absurd.
Well, Dave Johnson feel like it's absurd in May, let alone in October.
Agreed.
But the chances of it not happening may be in your favor a little bit more because they did not know how many innings they get last night. So you always prepare for the worst. I don't care who's on the mound.
Why can't it be Patrick Corbin?
They didn't know whether they would need Patrick Corbin. They had Patrick Corbin ready again
last night.
Yes.
Why? Were they ever? I know they were in trouble. I guess it was a tie game in the third.
So you may have gotten You may have gotten Joe Ross in Game 4.
Yeah. So. I would not have liked to have seen that on the ultimate stage. But
are you disappointed by this? I don't care who you're pulling for. Are you disappointed that this thing is,
no,
for the most part, over?
No.
Why?
Because I'm pulling for the Nats.
Okay.
I'd like to see them, you know, sweep them. I'd love to see them just, you know, kick them out of the ballpark. So for me, it's fun.
I'm a 6-7 game guy. I can see it go 6 or 7 games.
I picked Houston, but I won't be upset if the Nationals win.
No, I mean, because I'm not really a fan of the Houston Astros. It's just a team that I like them. I know Michael Elias and Sig Mundell have close relationships. But when it comes to the best of seven series, I don't want 4 or 5 games. I want it to go 6 or 7.
No, that'll be a ratings killer. That's not good for the sport, not good for the game, not good for the fans who want to see a lot of baseball. What has been really bad is Justin Verlander in the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, when are we going to get to this? This guy walked the leadoff batter. He only walked 3 leadoff batters all year. He threw 4 pitches to Trey Turner, and he's on first base. And I tweeted out, here we go again, World Series Verlander. Once again, this guy, I mean, even though they were able to give up those 2 runs in the first, the Astros responded for him and tied the game. Even though Altuve was thrown out, Bregman homered off Strasburg. But then Verlander came back out, settled down a little bit, and then just imploded there in the 6th.
Hey, you know how we said with the Dodgers lefty, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, bad postseason.
But his bad postseason was really good numbers for everybody else.
Yeah.
Not for Justin Verlander.
No, Verlander's terrible in the postseason.
Postseason, ALDS, not bad, 2.5 or 5.2. And the ALCS, 3.13. Those are good numbers. And the World Series, 5.67. So that's bad for anybody. In the World Series, as Jerry said, he just doesn't show up.
No, he hasn't. And here's a guy who led the majors, as we know, with 21 wins this year. Struck out a career-high 300 to reach 3,000 in his career. But he was outpitched by Steven Strasburg. And I must say, I was thinking of you, Rob, and thinking of all the Nats fans that have mocked, and I have too, Mike Rizzo over the years. He was sitting there with that S-eaten grin on his face. Early in the game, they cut away to him sitting in the stands after showing Strasburg, and John Smoltz talked about the fact that they sat this guy down during the postseason before on a pitch count, and a lot of fans were against that. He caught a lot of wrath.
Can I set the record straight here? As Joe's my witness, I like Rizzo. I don't like Davey Martinez.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know either way. I'm just saying he's come under a lot of criticism over the years for all the Nationals' playoff failures.
Right. Yeah, he has. Not making the right moves and not having a great bullpen. This World Series has come down to not even needing the bullpen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.